Wright Temp Heating and Air is proud to be part of the Marion business community. Wright Temp and its owners Ira and Chastity Hancock is excited to have its staff now located in Marion in the former Belt Realty building at 411 South Main Street. You can expect the same reliable service from Wright Temp as you have in years past. For sales, service, and installation, call today for all your heating and air needs, 270-965-5443.
Good Monday morning. Buckle your seat belts because we have a great deal of information to get to this morning, and I'm going to pour it at you pretty quickly here. So much going on in the community, and I just want to again remind you, if you have not read the series that the Crittenden Press has had on Woody Curry, a 100-year-old World War II veteran, you've got to get those issues and read this, read his journals. It's probably one of the most remarkable series of articles we've ever had in the Crittenden Press. It's just an incredible insight into what this seaman went through during his time in the Pacific Theater during World War II. It's just an unvarnished look at his everyday life, some of them mundane, some of them swimming, some of them reading mail, and then other times it's bombing and just narrowly misses by torpedoes, and kamikazes, and just you've got to read it. If you haven't, please do. I feel like it's one of the best things that we've ever put together. Something you'll want to put on your calendar, down in Salem at the Livingston Hospital, there will be a groundbreaking. That will be a week from today at 5 p.m., April 23rd, on Thursday. And this will be the formal groundbreaking for that big multi-million dollar development there on the hospital campus as they modernize and expand Livingston Hospital. So that event is open to the public, 5 p.m. April 23rd. Something else down in Livingston County this weekend will be at Fort Star. That's the cemetery on top of the hill. There were Fort Smithland, is what some folks call it, or Fort Smith. But there will be a history walk there Saturday. All sorts of event displays, food trucks, Civil War booths, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That will be there at the Fort Star in Smithland, a great opportunity for you history buffs. And this, many of the tours will be led by students. And some more good news. While you're in Smithland this weekend, you'll notice that the cell service has improved. We have an article in this week's Crittenden Press outlining how Judge Executive Michael Williams has been working with some of the cellular service providers to improve service with new antennas there in some of those lower-lying areas that have been problematic down in Livingston County.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
Well, we have some encouraging news from the critically wounded deputy, who is also the school resource officer at Crittenden County High School and Middle School. Of course, that's Rick Coyle. Most of you know he was severely injured from a gunshot wound to the head during a situation that left another Crittenden County man dead now a couple of weeks ago. And Deputy Coyle has been in the hospital in Evansville, and school officials released some information over the last few days that there had been some meaningful movement during tests in some of his extremities, and he has now been accepted into a level one trauma center down in Nashville and will be soon transported down there, and his recovery we pray will continue in a positive manner. And I'll also remind you that there has been a benefit fund established for his family as they try to navigate through these very difficult times. And you can make a contribution to that at any Farmers Bank location or sending that in to P.O. Box 151, Farmers Bank and Trust, Marion, Kentucky 42064. Make your checks to the Rick Coyle Benefit Fund. The Crittenden County Fiscal Court will meet this morning, 8:30 a.m. at the county office complex. And the city hall will be buzzing today on a different day for circuit court. Circuit court was postponed from last week until today. And it kicks off at 8 a.m. and runs through much of the afternoon. Congratulations to Taylor Stoner, who is the Crittenden Press 10 under 40 honoree for cosmetology. You can see her feature in this week's Crittenden Press. And it's a very interesting story. She is a massage therapist and an esthetician, but she has some interesting comments about how people feel about massages and why people get massages. Very interesting. Grab your Crittenden Press and you can read that. Coming up next week, the local Extension Homemakers will be having their big annual quilt show. That will be at the Crittenden County Public Library. And that will be most of the day on April 25th. Also in your newspaper this week, you will find our first segment in a series of articles about the upcoming primary election, which will be on May 19th. And we begin our coverage with a look at the candidates for Crittenden County Judge Executive. Next week, we will focus on the jailer's race. Now, three individuals are running for county judge. Incumbent Perry Newcomb, who has been in an office for 15 years. He's a former Southern States business owner here in Marion, and he will be challenged by two individuals. Nathan Ratley, a 44-year-old businessman who owns Marion Recycling Center, and Todd Campbell, a 52-year-old small business owner here in Marion and a construction professional. Read all about the candidates in this week's Crittenden Press. I want to remind you that the planned Tulu Town Hall meeting, that is the series of events for candidates, has been canceled. That event was scheduled for this coming Saturday at Tulu, and it has been canceled. Well, over the next few days, you may bump into some faces you may not see in the community regularly because the West Kentucky Association of General Baptists will be hosting their annual session here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week at Camp David. That's a retreat area here in rural Crittenden County out on Crittenden Springs Road. And they will have services 10 a.m. Every morning over those 3 days. And they will have a lunchtime break and then a 1:30 p.m. afternoon service. And then on the first two nights, a nightly service at 7 p.m. That's the West Kentucky Association of General Baptists. Now, the Crittenden Livingston Water District has announced that it has received $10 million from the state budget that was just recently approved. And that's in addition to a great deal more money that they have gotten in the past in grants and low-interest loans toward their expansion project that will double the size of the Crittenden Livingston Water plant and add some new distribution lines and improve some others. Run a new line across the Cumberland River to serve southern Livingston County and Lyon County. Just a huge expansion down there. If you've been following that, we have some more details in the Crittenden Press, a full article in this week's paper. If you like line dancing, 9:30 a.m. this morning, head on over to the Crittenden County Senior Citizen Center. This is their regular event, and you can enjoy some line dancing. Another event you want to have on your calendar for the weekend is the Pinwheel Walk. That's an event to raise awareness for child abuse prevention, and that will be out at Marion Crittenden County Park, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. So head out there at 8 a.m. and join the walk. We're going to take a short break to hear from one of our sponsors, and I remind you that this program is supported by advertising. If you're a business person or a tradesperson or someone that just needs to get the word out about something, an event maybe, give us a shout at the Crittenden Press, 270-965-3191, and ask how you can be part of this program.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And before we get into local sports this morning, I want to tell you about something else going on in the community that you may be interested in going and checking out. The Hometown Hero banners that go up during holiday seasons like 4th of July, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Independence Day, those banners that have been purchased, some by the city, some by individuals, and you know what I'm talking about. They go on the lamp poles along Main Street and Carlisle Street and some other areas of the community. Those things are now readily available to be viewed anytime at the VFW. The VFW chapter is here on North College Street in the former Clark's Building Supply. Now, every Monday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., the VFW hosts a breakfast, and it's open to the public. Anybody can go down and fellowship with them and view those banners in a nice, warm or cool place, depending on the season, and you can see them up close. And the veterans there at the VFW would love to have you come by and be part of their breakfast and view those banners. Now let's turn our attention to local sports, and we'll start with outdoors. The wild turkey season begins on Saturday. You'll see those hunters in camouflage and pulling their ATVs and whatnot. They'll be in town rolling through and filling up the restaurants, which is good for commerce here in Marion and Crittenden County. With wild turkey season, a 23-day season opens Saturday, runs through May 10th, and hunters can take two male turkeys during that season. Turkey season has, the harvest has been a bit lower over the last few years after it peaked back around 2010 to 2013 when almost 600 turkeys were taken every year by local hunters here in Crittenden County, and now that's dropped to about 350. Biologists even did a study here, a harvest study a few years ago, and couldn't find anything that in particular that was causing those numbers to be down, but they're very hopeful this year. The wildlife officials are that because of a great hatch over the last couple of years, that they believe that there will be a number of additional mature breeding age turkeys out there gobbling their heads off and attracting hunters. So if you're a turkey hunter, they're saying this may be a good season to be out there chasing a wild turkey. The Rocket baseball team got a big win on Tuesday night over in Cadiz as they dispatched Trigg County. It took eight innings and a dramatic finish, but the Rockets came away with a victory. That was their first fifth district win of the season. Now they'll turn around and host Trigg County again today, or play Trigg County again today. That game will be here at Marion Crittenden County Park at Gordon Blue Guest Field. First pitch will be at 5:30 p.m. And then tomorrow you can catch the Rockets as they host Todd Central. in a baseball game. Same time, same place out there. Now, the Lady Rockets softball team, after that big win over Trigg County, which is ranked in the top 20 in all of the state of Kentucky, Crittenden County beat them last week in extra innings and then turned around and won a walk-off victory Monday against Webster County, thanks to an RBI by L. McDaniel to win that ball game. And then the Lady Rockets didn't fare so well on Tuesday night as they went over to Eddyville and lost the district game to Lyon County. They are now 10-7 on the season and 1-2 in district play. Now you can catch those Lady Rockets in action here at Marion Crittenden County Park on Friday evening, 5:30 p.m. start to a game against Union County. And the Crittenden County track and field team, at least the middle school group, will be over at Caldwell County this afternoon for a big middle school meet. And that's going to be a wrap on your news and sports here from Marion, Kentucky. I hope you have a great rest of the week and into the weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.